everybody. Come on, everybody!
When punk start happening, decent people, I make it my business.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods, pure pleasure technology on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Community Radio.
I can. No one calls us to We'll be right back. streaming in on sunlight wings, a million bright ambassadors of morning.
Now you've turned your record over and you're all ready for some more Sing Time sing-along songs.
And just a little fellow, but I'll always want to be a cowboy sticking close to the men of Galilee. I want to have a wound up in the gospel story tale and get a lot of people in the hole. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays. I don't have much to offer him, I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me. And partner, all I want to do is satisfy my Lord and be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays.
The Special Olympics of Punk Rock.
And I'm done. You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's a sound collage. That's the kind of radio show it is here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme this evening is a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of long ones featuring Wendy Carlos performing compositions by Johann Sebastian Bach on an early Moog synthesizer. And those American punk rockers, the Ramones. We kicked off that last set with Blood, Sweat, and Tears and their overture to the Child is Father to the Man album. And then it was Laika and the Cosmonauts with Come On, Do the Laika from Laika Sex Machine. And then Wendy Carlos performing Bach's Sonata in G Major, followed by the Sex Pistols and Come On, Everybody. Coffee and Smokes Alex did a little introduction there, of sorts. And then a 16-minute, 31-second long piece by Pink Floyd, Echoes. There's a lot going on in that song. A lot of different emotions and moods. And then it was a selection from Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good, a custom CD compilation from perhaps WMFO's most controversial DJ ever. As Aunt Bertha presents Sing Time with Tiny Tot Calvin, a cowboy for Jesus. And we finished up with the Ramones and a live version of California Sun from It's Alive. Meanwhile, right now, backing me up is Brian Eno, a reversed version of 1/2 from Ambient One, Music for Airports. So, Dee Dee Ramone wrote two autobiographies. I read the first one. It had a couple of different titles over the time that it's been printed, but I read the version Lobotomy, Surviving the Ramones. And he has a second one that I also bought, Legend of a Rock Star, that was more a daily journal on his last hectic European tour in 2001 before he died. And I've been reading a lot of biographies and autobiographies of rock stars and musicians. And, you know, one thing I certainly got out of Dee Dee Ramone's, as well as the others, but Dee Dee Ramone's in particular, it was no fun being a Ramone when I was a younger man, had ambitions about music success and going on tour. Seemed like a cool thing, but now I understand it's really not. And I prefer my stay at home, being around the Tufts University campus, being along the Mystic River Reservation, daily exercise, food grown in my backyard. Yeah, eating out at a restaurant every day might seem good, but as time goes along, I don't think it's the way to really live a healthy life. And yeah, the stress and everything. And one of the things in Dee Dee Ramone's first autobiography there was after some of his friends died of overdoses, him proclaiming in the book that he wasn't going to do that. And of course, that's what ended up happening to him. dying from a heroin overdose on June 5th, 2002, at the age of 50. So, in our next set, we're going to hear Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and also some Lead Belly Pick a Bale of Cotton, the legendary black 12-string blues guitar player. We'll be hearing more from our featured artists, of course. And we're going to hear a short piece composed by Richard Strauss that was famously used in a Stanley Kubrick movie. And for our long piece, we've got a live version of High Voltage by AC/DC from their Backtracks. Box set. Yeah, that's the one with Volts. This is volume 4. And they do a pretty cool thing here. I mean, they've got, they started off with, you know, the riffs and everything and the vocals. And then they go into a bit of an instrumental. And then they do more of a kind of like vocal with the crowd break. And then it's some more instrumentals and some more vocal fooling around with the crowd. And yeah, it's a pretty rocking 9 minute 22 second version of High Voltage. And we're going to start things off first with a song going out to Paul Goodwin, who lives nearby me and was a guest here once on our show. So, Paul, yeah, here's some Aerosmith going out to you, a Joe Perry song.
Sunrise blues, I can't find my shoes. The only thing 14 years ago, I crawled out of a garbage can.
Ray once was homeless, but finally his bipolar illness was diagnosed.
Well, my family was educated and it's explained to them, this is what's going on with Ray, and they realized it wasn't their fault, it wasn't my fault, that this in fact was an illness that really served as a catalyst for my recovery.
Today, Ray manages a job, even while suffering occasional relapses.
I know recovery's possible. Nobody can tell me any different. I know it is.
Learn all you can about a family member's illness from the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of cotton. I jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of day. I jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of cotton. I jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of day. Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton. Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day. Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton. Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
Well, I mean, my gal, can I pick a bale of cotton?
I mean, my gal, can I pick a bale of day?
I mean, my gal, can I pick a bale of cotton?
I mean, my gal, can I pick a bale of day?
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
Me and my wife can pick a bale of cotton.
I mean, my wife can pick a bale of day.
I mean, my wife can pick a bale of cotton.
I mean, my wife can pick a bale of day.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
Me and my friend can pick a bale of cotton.
I mean, my friend can pick a bale of day.
I mean, my friend can pick a bale of cotton.
I mean, my friend can pick a bale of day.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
I mean, my papa can pick a bale of cotton.
I mean, my papa can pick a bale of day.
I mean, my papa can pick a bale of cotton.
I mean, my papa can pick a bale of day.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of cotton.
Oh, Lord, pick a bale of day.
Shooting gallery.
Yeah.
something.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, along with most recently some technical issues. We began that last set with a song going out to Paul Goodwin, a real Aerosmith fan, Bright Light Fright, a Joe Perry composition. And then it was Richard Strauss with, well, we'll call it 2001, a Space Odyssey theme. Then a live version of AC/DC's High Voltage from Backtracks Disc 3, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Party gave us Ala Mohammed Char Yar, and a public service message from Mennonite Media, followed by Leadbelly singing about picking a bale of cotton from Where Did You Sleep Last Night, the Leadbelly Legacy, Volume 1. Then it was our two featured artists, Wendy Carlos performing Johann Sebastian Bach's two-part invention in A minor, followed by the Ramones and a live version of Havana Affair. Then we heard Eddie Van Halen, a song called 316, dedicated to his son Wolfie. And then we heard part of the Orb's Majestic. I've got a treat for you. We've got Ryan Doyon, who normally hosts the Music Savage show this summer, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Friday mornings. And he's going to be filling in for Alex and Hyper Reality. And Ryan is now one of our most senior WMFO DJs. He's been on the air here since 2016. And we had a good time along with Mike on the mic. And
you trained me.
And let's see. Mike and... yes, let's see. Let's just get going right here while we talk about things. And Vin with Acoustic Ceiling. Yes, that was a really fun set of training weeks that that Ryan and Mike and Vin and I all had back in 2016. So now let's get ready. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week here on WMFO in Manhattan.